Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime you know it all, and Lee Boy be wow. And it's from all back, dropping gems for you to find. So there's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIME. Wow.
What's going on, everybody? It's the PRIME coming back with another episode of the PMP. Here with my co-host Lee Boy. Say what's up.
Hey, Lee Boy, back in the building as usual. What's up, PMP supporters? We love y'all, man. Thank you for coming back.
Yo, this week we got a good topic. Obviously, the 25th is the day that Mike died, so we always want to try to do something in those 2 days, the birth and death. But this week we talk about the Victory Tour. 1984. One of the biggest albums of all time didn't get a tour. Instead, we got the Victory Tour. But hey, I digress.
Biggest album being Thriller.
Yeah. Not Victory. No.
Yeah, because I was like, what? But Proud, you be acting like everybody know all these MJ stats. You got to remind the people, man. Tell them what you're talking about, man. They don't know. Well, I know some people, I'm sure, know. Not everybody. So.
Victory Tour was the album that this came out with.
There you go.
Mike had Thriller at the time, and Thriller is obviously the highest selling album at that time and in history. Well, it's probably still in the top 10 in history, but instead of going on a Thriller tour, his mom and his dad convinced him to do this tour with his brothers because they needed money.
So Jermaine had just done his little solo venture as well, right? And this is him also coming back to the Jackson 5. So kind of a family reunion type vibe a little bit. And I think it kind of shows based on the set and all the things that they did throughout this this performance. And we'll be talking about it. If you haven't seen it, don't watch it right now. Watch us first. And then you can check out the whole thing on YouTube or watch it simultaneously. I don't know, however you want to do it. But don't turn us off. That's all I got to say about that.
So, yeah, we didn't get no Thriller tour. Instead, we got this. And it's obviously... Well, not obviously, but, you know, this kind of killed the Jackson brothers' relationship with each other. There's a lot of stuff going on. But that's neither here nor there.
It's somewhere, because that's a big part of the Jacksons' story, is just they couldn't keep it together. I mean, and it was a jealousy for Mike? What ultimately you think broke them apart?
What ultimately broke them apart is...
just Mike being... To,
them needing money and Mike saying I don't need this and showing them that he don't need this. That's what it was like.
So this is his last favor to his brothers. He's like, all right, I got you one last time.
Basically,
I ain't trying to keep doing this struggle tour, but nah, this is a good tour. So we'll talk about it.
It's like It's not that I don't think he wanted to tour with his brothers. I just think he wanted to do his thing. Obviously, since he has Thriller out, like I'm doing Thriller. I don't want to be singing ABC.
I ain't gonna lie, couldn't be me. If I had put Thriller out, I mean, he had already put out Off the Wall and all this other stuff too, right? So
yeah, but when he did Off the Wall, he was still with the Jacksons. So Off the Wall was another tour that they did, which was basically all of Off the Wall songs.
Okay, but I'm just saying, at this point, I would have been done. Thriller, yeah. I would like, ain't no way I'm going back to singing Dancing Machine, especially not no damn ABC. Come on now, I'm too grown for this, but I'm singing all the vocals an octave lower. That should tell you something. Come on.
Yeah, but I will say, though, I liked, I like the set list a little bit. I personally would have added maybe two more Jackson songs, but that's just me.
Because they actually didn't do Dancing Machine, did they?
No, they only did four Jackson songs in all.
That was only a mistake to me. That's a mistake.
Like, we'll talk about it when we get there. We'll talk about it. But basically, like I said, this is the Thriller Tour. So we're starting off with one of these starting something, obviously off of Mike's album. Great song. Also, it's kind of weird that his brothers are the background singers, because... Not to say that nothing wrong with them singing. I'm just saying they're not the best to just be in the background. That's all I'm saying, you know. If you watch it, you can see like they, I don't know, they trying to be all up in the camera or whatever, but it's just, they just distracted in the back.
I mean, and wait, I know you said we started at Wannabe starting something, but I want to actually go back a little bit just to the whole intro thing. There's like, they got these costumes on and they playing this like sword in the stone type. What is this story? Is this like a real story they converted to work for their tour? Because it just reminded me of Sword in the Stone.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay. So that's like the original story of probably Sword in the Stone.
Sword in the Stone introduction is what they call it. But
okay.
I think, see, because obviously you probably didn't see obviously the other tours or whatever, but they always start with something like this so that it's not just a music show, it's like a show. So you watching like a play in the beginning. So they do all this crazy stuff at the beginning and then it come down, but
and then we have Wannabe starting something. Now, I just had to bring it up because those costumes just threw me. It was a little wild with the eyes is glowing. Y'all got to check it out to see what we're talking about. But interesting.
I'm going to say, though, this is probably one of the best entrances in history of a tour. One of the best. Like, the light comes up and then they just sitting there with the glasses. And then every time they step and like it make a noise, a sound effect. And then they just sitting there with the light behind them. I don't know. I just like it. Like, I just think that's a good intro.
No, I thought it was dope. It's just you know, mics are always doing something off the wall, quote unquote. So this would definitely fall into that category. Like, but I think it does tell a story. It gives the definite story to the tour and the performance overall. So
yeah, but, you know, we got Wannabe starting something. Which I like the song. This performance, you know, like I said, the brothers kind of distract from that, but I still like it nonetheless. If you want to see him, I think he perfects Wannabe Start Something in the 90s. So not the bad tour, but the tour after the bad tour. So it's Dangerous or History. Dangerous tour, he perfects Wannabe Start Something. So he still ain't got it here, but he perfects it later.
Yeah, I always loved Wannabe Starting Some. It comes much later, but got me working Day and Night. Those, they kind of remind me of each other. Those are like two of my favorite Mike songs from that period. So always great to see him perform those. And yeah, I never knew that Jackson 5 did background for him. I guess, was it just this tour, or I'm sure. I mean, well, I'm sure they've been in other scenarios where they had to.
Like the tour when he had Off the Wall, they sung all of his background to that song. So I mean, it makes sense. Like you don't want to hire background singers when you got your brothers.
Yeah, you don't need to. Yeah, it's just extra people around for what?
Yeah. you got Things I Do for You, which the tours made me actually like this song better because the original song is cool, but you wouldn't think that this is a tour song until they perform it, and I like that. I like when they perform it. This is definitely one that's a Jackson song, but Michael perfected it. And this tour and the next tour, that you think that this is his song.
Yeah, because I honestly don't know if I've heard any J5 albums beginning to end. All right,
come on now.
How many are there?
The Jacksons, not J5, man. Come on. Right.
I haven't heard it. I don't think I've heard any Jackson 5 albums beginning to the end, except for the Christmas. You gotta bump that Christmas joint. Mm-hmm. How many albums do they have?
I don't know how many they have. I know they have probably 4 or 5, maybe.
It's gotta be a good amount because they were, you know, they started what, in the '60s?
No, 69. Technically 70s when it came out, but you know. I like a lot of this stuff though, because it's different and it's on the album, but it's like older Mike, so it's like maybe songs that weren't singles or didn't chart well, but they perform it here and they give a good performance. So,
now in general, I definitely could tell this from songs that I was more familiar with, but do you think that they speed up the songs just a little bit just to give it that great live performance feel? Because I was like, some of these songs, it wasn't like, obviously there's singing it normal, but it's high octane the entire performance. So
yes, just like I said, when he perfected Wannabe Starting Something, when he do it's like, you wanna be starting something, it go that slow, but then here he like, wanna be starting something, it's fast.
It was like chipmunks out there, but they were singing regular. I was a little confused, like
But yeah, they were moving fast too.
Dance moves. It was
everything. Off the Wall. I like Off the Wall, but sometimes performing it, I don't, you know, it can be a hit and miss. But this tour, I think this tour was a miss, and then the next tour was a hit. That's just me personally.
And it is interesting how what you're saying is like, you know, some songs obviously perform better. Some songs are just better played. The original Off the Wall, definitely one of my top Mike joints and album overall. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is in this performance. But this is a great performance. And overall, just not sure that that was one. It's probably not one of my favorites that he played in this specific.
It's just high because you have to get high with the. And I don't know if his brothers can get that high to do it. So that's why. Human Nature, I love Human Nature. I love the intro. He does the intro to Ben, the Ben song about a rat.
Right.
It starts with that. He's like, you know what? Nah, I want a new song. Then he plays Human Nature. Crowd goes crazy, which I like Human Nature. He, again, hasn't perfected it yet. It's good, but, you know, he keeps elevating it. He keeps this song, I think this and a couple other songs, maybe two or three, he keeps in every single tour, which I like that he keeps this song in there. So I love it. All right. Have you heard of This Place Hotel before this show?
Which one?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I love the song. The tour made me love it better, especially... This is one of the songs that you said where it goes from regular to like 60 miles per hour. It goes fast. So, She's Out of My Life. I personally, this is one of my favorites. I like that he performs it. I wish that it was like I wish that it was something different though. Like different, what do you call it? Differently, like, I wish everything else was different. Like, I wish it was like a spotlight on him. Probably him sitting, or them all sitting in a stool or something. It'd be like a ballad, but they don't have that many ballads. I think even I'll Be There is like fast or something. I don't remember, but I don't know.
No, everything is fast. And they keep the energy throughout. And I think that's what definitely captures people's attention. It's very easy to get, and this is a 2-hour tour, very easy to get through it as far as just listening. You hear a lot of the MJ greats, and they're speeding it up. They're keeping the energy all the way throughout. So, I mean, you know, it's the Jacksons. They're great.
Yes. Then we get, we get the Jermaine part of the show.
What you got to say about Jermaine, man?
I'm gonna just tell you, this is probably the time I would go and get something to eat or use the bathroom.
Hey, it looked like he negotiated this part. He was like, "I gotta do my single."
He was big at this time, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he definitely would make sure that was part of the show.
He probably said, "I'm not doing the show unless I get a
That's part. What I'm saying. He negotiated his little 5 minutes in there.
But he can do that. I mean, he was big, like real big at the time. So, those three songs, though. I mean, the first song is cool. The middle song, I'm like, I'm not feeling that one. But then this last song is cool because then Mike comes back and everybody's like, okay, now we got to, you know, go back on the road. Then we got the medley. I Want You Bad, Love You, Save. I'll Be There. This is my favorite Jackson's melody because they just, it's always good.
You know? Yeah, I mean, and this is their staple. This is, I think the, what you think of them for. Now, I love seeing them do some of the same routines from, you know, obviously when they were little small kids. Not all of them were small kids. Obviously, Jack, you know, MJ was super small. But to see him doing some of them same moves and in his adulthood, it just looks like they're just having a fun, nostalgic time. Like they're really kicking, like how they would have in the backyard of their old house and stuff. And you just see the camaraderie of them as brothers when they do their old medleys. I think that's definitely one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah. But I definitely would have added maybe one or two more Jackson songs because this, like, after these three, we get one more and then that's it.
You gotta have Dancing Machine, man. You got to. I gotta see that robot every time, man. Come
he was
on.
Probably tired of Dance Machine at this time.
I know, but I that's what
he probably was tired of it.
I gotta see like, that robot.
Maybe close to the end, I would have put like Never Can Say Goodbye or something, or even something different. Like, I would have added another song, just you know,
because it was short. Yeah, it was definitely short lived. Like seeing 3 minutes, most. Seeing all the Jacksons there, you know. Well, you want more.
Not all of them, but, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later. But this show did not have all of them, technically. One came in at the end. We'll get into it. Rock With You, I love this song. It's one of my favorites. Probably top three.
Oh, and he had an awesome intro, I think, to Rock With You. And he that's the ooh girl. Yeah, I wrote down ooh girl.
He kept ooh that.
Girl. Yeah. Anyway, and then that.
I just like I like when he tap his foot. He like it's like. I just like that whole part. But yeah, this song is cool. He brought it over to the.
Dope intro, yeah. And then on this specific recording, they did a great job at looking at zooming into his feet, because this is one of the most iconic, obviously, dance moves other than the moonwalk. Just a little ankle roll, whatever you call it. I don't know. Ankle sway side to side. That boy, people are still doing that, and they don't even know it's from Mike. But yeah, the cameraman did a good job making sure he focused on that, because that's a iconic dancing right there.
This one, he's like, oh no, and then he just started making noises. Like, and the crowd probably said, ow! And then he just make noises. I guess that's his resting period where he make noises.
Okay, so on Mike and his noises, is this guy the first mumble rapper? Is this guy the first?
No.
Is this guy with, I don't know what I'm saying. Do you know why?
I don't think that's mumbling. That's scat.
It's like some scat. You're right. It's like a little scat. But I mean, you can say that mumble rapping is scatting as well. You know, there's a little bit to that. A little bit. Well, you would say that scatting is not, they're not actually saying words though, right? But yes. MJ is saying words though. He do be saying
you
words.
You do as a word. If you look at that as a word.
No, not that one. I'm talking about some of his lyrics. You guys got to check it out, because he just. You feel it? You know how. Sometimes if you don't know, you might not know what he's saying if you don't know the lyrics. That's all I'm saying. True. You know the lyrics, but some people that don't.
Technically, that part we're talking about, I don't think there are lyrics at that part.
No, not to that little. That was like a beatbox type thing, but specifically in some of the lyrics, though.
I will tell you though, when he performs "Bad," he mumbles the song.
That might have been when I wrote, because I had the note here. That might.
He don't do bad in this one. What I'm saying, when he does bad. I don't know if it's like he forgets the lyrics. He just says dun 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 dun. He just mumbles it and like, all right, whatever.
And yeah, and then obviously he didn't do bad here because it's 1984. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for that.
then he has "Lovely One." I love this performance of "Lovely One" because, again, growing up I thought it was a Mike song, but it's a Jackson song. So. If he would have cut this on his album, I wouldn't have been mad. So that's all I'm saying. And then this song is here. The brothers get more active in this song as well.
Ah!
Now, I believe this is where they go off stage and then they come back and they're in these like jumpsuits or these like, I don't know how to explain what they are. These are like big air suits. They look like spacesuits and they perform Working Day and Night. You said you like this song?
Oh yeah, I mean it always was one of my favorite. I just like the up, you know, the up tempo beat, and you know, the messaging is great. Ooh, baby, you got me working. I mean, it's just a classic song. The lyrics are classic, the melody is classic, and it's just a feel good tune.
Another 500 mile per hour song.
Yeah, I ain't complaining.
Dang, I'm so tired and that nothing. It's a lot. Just a lot. It's going fast. It's going very fast. Which I mean, I like the more fast paced version, but you know, that's just probably because the energy is just, he just keeps the energy up. That's probably why.
Yeah, it works for live. It works for the live show for sure. And because the all the brothers, you know, they're super engaged. They look like they're having fun dancing the whole time, and that high energy, that high pace, definitely adds to that.
Yes. Then we get the show. I know the one I sent you is not the one, but one of the shows, Eddie Van Halen comes out to do the guitar solo, which he actually recorded the guitar solo. But I just like it when this man is just sharing the guitar. And yeah, song Beat It, it's cool.
Now, who does the guitar solo in this one?
Just some random guy that they got.
Okay, yeah, he's in the band.
Yeah, some guy in the band. Unless Eddie Van Halen was coming to, you know, it was a guest or something. Right. Like, you know, Tito not doing that.
So, he ain't got all that in him or what? Because it's Tito and Jermaine that play a guitar, right?
Tito plays the guitar, Jermaine plays the bass.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Tito ain't doing all that, putting it behind his head. And he not
right, right. Well, he got to dance too. I mean, I would have, if it was me, I would have been put down that guitar. I'm like, we can't afford an extra guitar player. Why I got to do this and dance? But it probably, he'd probably get him a couple ladies or something.
He can't dance. Tito cannot dance. So.
Or it covers up his dancing. So there you go.
Yes. So instead of him doing all the moves, he could just play the guitar. He ain't got to do all the moves, you know. And then we get Billie Jean, you know, Billie Jean. He definitely hasn't perfected it yet. He hasn't perfected the moonwalk yet, but he still does it. You can tell he hasn't perfected it because of how different it looks. But,
and you know what? Now that you have said that, because you have mentioned that a couple times, he hadn't perfected these songs, and obviously they were somewhat new because the Thriller album had just came out. And he's still finding himself, I think, to me, as an artist in general. Like, he's coming off the Jackson 5 stuff, and while he's had great success, he's still cultivating what will be known as his illustrious career. But yeah, just watching it, it just seems like he is a little bit novice. Not in a bad way, but it's just not to the high level that you've seen from Mike at, say, the Super Bowl or his later performances where he's really in his bag. Like, you could tell, like, but it is good to see Mike in a more youthful, spirited way. He's just, like, kind of having fun a little bit.
Yes. Also, to put it out there, Mike had, at this time, already had a star on the Walk of Fame.
Wow.
So, he already had a star. His star is probably in one of the best places you can have a star. It's right in front of the theater. Mm-hmm. But he has a good star. And, like, I'm just saying, you already got your star on your second solo album. That's a lot.
Did he get it right after Thriller?
No, I think he got it like when Thriller was like still big. So, well, yeah, after Thriller came out, yes.
Right after Thriller came out.
He was still...
After the video, basically, is what put it over the top.
He was still...
He was still light-skinned. He wasn't quite white-skinned.
No, he wasn't even light-skinned. He was still...
Brown-skinned.
Still original, yeah.
He was still Middle Eastern at that. No, I'm just kidding.
He was still his regular self. But, I mean, this tour, his Billie Jean outfit don't even look the same. Like, I personally don't even like the Billie Jean outfit, personally. Like, well, I like the black blazer and the black pants and the shoes and the socks and the glove. But this shirt, it's like a blue, red, white shirt. I'm like, the shirt just throws me off because, you know, usually I'm used to seeing like the white shirt and then like everything else black, but whatever. whatever.
Once again, yeah, his fashion sense didn't quite kick in. Because I'll say, you know, Jackson 5 coming up, they was wearing some crazy looking stuff, man. I don't know who was dressing them. I know it was like the whole Motown thing.
That's what I'm telling you. He was dressing them.
But, that was Joe, right? Joe had him in all his workout, his little 70s disco outfits. Bro, they was looking wild.
Well, I mean, for the time, it was popular, but some of them went well and some of them didn't.
I can get with the bell bottoms and the like, and you know, the shoulder pads, but some of the patterns that they would wear was just very clashy. Like, come on. Mike did it right when he went black and white. He did the right thing.
One thing that I like that the Jetson used to do is I like how they all just had the same color and they just wore whatever they wanted from that color. Right. That's I think works best, unless you're not wearing the same exact thing. Like, because even here, they don't even wear the same thing at all. Like, none of them are matching at all. But, you know.
Did they get that from, did the Temptations, like, solidify that type of look? Who was the first person to do that, like, variations on the same color? Because I know it definitely proliferated through, like, 90s R&B groups and stuff, too. And, you know, some of those guys. You think the Jacksons? Okay.
Because when they first started, it was wearing the same color, but not the same thing. And then by the Victory Tour and the Triumph Tour, they were just wearing whatever they wanted. But when they did TV performances, they were usually wear somewhat of the same thing.
I always like that look when everyone has the same color, but hey, I want to wear some overalls, I want to wear jeans, I want to do this, and everybody get to rock it their own way. I always think that's cool.
Yeah. It's like, I want to say Jagged Edge does that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, want to have like the overcoat, want to have a long coat. I kind of do like that.
Jagged Edge, then, 112. I don't know if Drew Hill did that. Well, yeah, because Cisco always came out. Yeah, they would always wear something regular kind of in the back, and Cisco would have no shirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely Drew Hill did that too. So,
we got Shake Your Body, which I love this song. It's probably one of my top five, top three songs. So it's a good performance. What you think about it?
Shake Your Body down to the ground. Come on. I like all the upbeats. I like all the dance records from Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson. Like, the dance records to me are where it's at, and where I know you like some of the ballads too, but the dance records, I can get with any Jackson 5 dance record.
Yeah, this one, I'm just telling you, this show, they got a lot of time. I would have put another song in there, because this song goes on for like 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't know this.
Well, it has that great instrumental, like, just feel like you could just literally just dance. You could just lose yourself in the beat, in the music. And they definitely had some of that element where they just kind of lost it and just partied their way through the song. Love it.
Now, we might do this eventually. We might not. I don't know. But the Bad Tour, this one show in the Bad Tour, he does the song, he cuts it off and the beat still goes, and the beat is just so funky, you know, it's like, keep it going, like you said, that dance song, the instrumental, you could just rock to, and then bring it back anytime, and then die it down and bring it back up. Just a good song, man. We got 2 hours worth, and we got 14 songs. Now, if you had to take one of these songs out, which one would you take out?
I know you said you like it. I would have took out like maybe some of the She's Out of My Life, or just some of the slower, just some of the ballad type stuff. I don't know. But they have plenty of dance records, so they definitely need some balance there as well. So I'm not sure. I had to think about that. I mean, he spent a lot of time on that he called when he was
That's probably their resting period.
I mean, but do you expect the audience to be able to hit them notes? Like, come on, man. But I definitely wouldn't take that out, because I'm sure the audience had a great time with that call and response. Mike was just in his bag right there. I'm like, what is Mike doing, man? I would love to go to see one of the, you know, been at one of these performances.
This man is lead singing 15 songs out of this whole show. So, you know, he needs that rest. He needs that rest in time, you know.
For sure.
But like I said earlier, most of the brothers was here except for one who got ran over.
Ran over? Wait, what is going on here? Where did we just step into?
Well, they say that he got injured at rehearsal. But then somebody says his wife ran him over. So. We don't know.
Wait, what brother is this, man? Marlon or something? Jackie.
It was the one that came out. He was like, I want you to put your hands like this in a V. The clap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yes.
He got ran over by his wife.
That's what they say.
You know? Oh, Lord.
I guess you don't mess with Paula Abdul, so I don't know.
Okay, makes sense, I guess. I did want to say, because we already talked about it, I forgot, during the working day and night, there's a guitar solo. It sounded like he snuck in these are a few of my favorite. Did you hear that? Dun, 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 dun. Play it back. It sounded like he just threw in a little medley from that, which was, I just, you know, it just struck my ears. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I just like the part when they all line up in the line and they just doing this. for like a few seconds.
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Are you got any more notes?
Michael Jackson. I mean, this is not really specific to the tour, but Michael Jackson might be the only person that could dance on every single beat. It don't gotta be, you know, most people just hit the, you know, you hit the This guy can hit any beat and make it look cool, and I don't even know how he does. I don't think there's ever been another dancer in history that could dance the way he does, you know, accentuating every single part of the music, but still somehow it makes sense as far as just like for the people on the outside looking in, like, yeah, he just looks like he's dancing on beat, but this guy's literally dancing to every beat, which would typically make you look off beat, but somehow MJ just, you know, he's a master. He's a god at this.
Especially when the beat is going 100 miles per hour.
Too. Right, he's in there ticking like pulling, like roboting and ticking and all this stuff. I don't know, man. He's just a master of what he does. So, and you guys, everyone knows that, but it's great to see him in the 80s when he's still like young in his prime and still figuring it out. You could tell he's just kind of just grooving, kind of busting, freestyling, and he makes some magic as far as dance moves throughout this entire performance.
Yeah, he does. Huh? Memories is a lot. But look, we done went through the whole thing. What is your favorite one from this whole show?
My favorite? Man, I love the medley from Jackson 5. I would say that's definitely a top moment, but I love Rock With You. I love the intro, the ooh girl, the whole ooh, I don't know, what was he doing? I can't even remember, but it was just like, you know, it was just one of those call and response moments when you go to a concert where he's engaging with the crowd and he's got everybody sucked in, like waiting to see what's going to be the next move, and you like, would not expect Rock With You to me at that point. And I'm like, how did he make this go into it? But, you know, as soon as you hear that.
Yeah, no, I would say Shake. Yeah, I think Shake Your Body is better, probably. Mm-hmm. Or Heartbreak Hotel or Displaced Hotel, whatever you want to call it. Performing wise. You know. And then if you want to count, you know, the day and night. So yeah, those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like when they all got in. That was when they're all in the line, right? And they're just doing like little basic moves. I'm like, okay, but and that just remind me of just brothers in the backyard, maybe at a barbecue. Favorite song, come on. It's like, remember we used to do this right here. Hey, mom. Hey, Uncle Charlie. Remember we used to hit this. They all just got in like, oh yeah, this is just a big brother moment. And I thought that was always great. That was a great wholesome moment for sure.
Also, Shake Your Body, I like when they do the
Of course, that. Of course that, and that's classic Jacksons, right? They've always done that. So I like whenever they bring, like I said, it's always cool seeing them do some of their old moves as adults, especially Michael Jackson, because he was so young when they first started. So
even when they was doing the, I don't know if you remember when they was doing like the,
oh, the shovel. Yeah, no, I was like, that's an old brother move. I was gonna say an old N word move. That's an old move.
Definitely is.
Hey, MJ was like, I know my brother still can do this one. Look, we're gonna stick it out for about 30 seconds and see how they groove it out. They grooved it out, though. They did that.
Yeah, well, look. That was the show. You want to tell them where they can find you?
Yeah. You can find me at LeeBoyTV.com, at LeeBoyTV and all socials. I'm going to actually be, if you're in the LA area, I'm going to be hosting a music show called Sheesh going down in North Hollywood this Saturday. So by the time you see this, it'll be tomorrow. Unless you see it after Friday, it might be too late. But either way, maybe I'll have some clips up on my Instagram. Definitely come check it out. Like I said, I'll be hosting. And then also to commemorate MJ's, the anniversary of his death, I'm hoping to put together some footage that I had actually out at his house when I went out to Gary, Indiana, just a couple months back. I got some cool footage of a place where, well, first of all, his home, his high school, and also a local place in the community where they did some talent shows. My dad actually even tells a story of when he got third place in a talent show where they won second place. He says it's the story when they got second place and they didn't want to take the TV and all that. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm able to put that out. You know, I'm busy. You know, I've got something to do, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, and again, tell the people if they want to go to Sheesh, or if Sheesh has already passed by this time.
Sheesh, yeah. AIA Collective, AIA Collective is the Instagram. If you want to get more information, I'll have the flyer posted up by the time you guys see this for sure. It's $20, North Hollywood. There's going to be some prizes for some musical artists. So if you're into the indie culture, the underground LA music scene, this is the spot for you for sure.
Yeah. Yep. And if you want to just go to LeeBoy and say, hey, I seen you on all that on Netflix. No,
I'm going to definitely have some jokes up there. In fact, I need to put up some footage from the last one because I was tearing up the crowd. But neither here nor there. You got to come out and see it in person if you want to see it.
Yeah. Also, all that Netflix, like I say, just, you know, watch it, support it, try to get other seasons on there, you know,
tweet Netflix, let them know you want to see seasons 4 through 6 specifically. Those are the seasons,
or I'm even on. Just 1 through 10, how about that, you know.
I seen Giovanni, shout out to Giovanni. That's she was like, I can't find 7 through 9 nowhere. So all that, fans, let these streaming platforms know you want to watch all the seasons. It's not just seasons 2 and 3. I don't know where they got that from, but
I don't know why you want to do the first season, though.
Yeah, you got to do season 1. Got to do season 1. You got to do season. I like seasons 5 and 6. Obviously, this is a, you know, Keenan and Kel, they're like older. They're like really, to me, in their prime as far as comedy. They were so young in those first seasons, but towards the end, you know, they were just knocking things out, especially Pierre Escargot in the later seasons, just get better and better. So, yeah, definitely show some support to all that on Netflix, BET Plus, Paramount Plus, and let everyone know that you want to see all the seasons. Just go ahead and tweet them up. Just tweet them to death.
Yes. Yeah. Do that. Anyways, KVNG Primetime, Prime Nostalgia Pod. 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes, which is a name change. You're going to be
Nostalgia vibes.
Nostalgia vibes in the future. That's way later. But we got all that. And from LeeBoy, from me, say,
prime time? All the time, baby.
From LeeBoy, from me, I'm going to say
prime time. All the time.
And we out.
Nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So there's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIME. Out.